It was very abrupt, but that's okay. Good evening. It's great to be here with you all. I'm always delighted to just worship with this congregation. Your proximity to San Diego State, go Aztecs. Just wonderful group of people here, and you have two wonderful pastors leading this church, and it's great to see it. So thanks for having me. This evening we're going to open up to Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, and so you can turn into, if you have a pew Bible in front of you, if you want to grab, or if you have your own, but the pew Bibles, I believe it's page 531, is where you can find our text this evening. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 19. This is the word of the Lord. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eyes, signals with his feet, points with his finger, with perverted heart devises evil, continually sowing discord. Therefore calamity will come upon him suddenly. In a moment he will be broken beyond healing. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh, thank you. I heard everybody say that. So The Art of Manliness, it's a blog and a podcast now. It's a great one for men, by the way. But it has a video, and this is old now, but the video is called Do It Now, and it introduces a character named Bill in this video. And I'll just recap it for those who haven't seen it. But Bill is this guy who has a job interview at 9 a.m. in the morning. And he's pressed the snooze button three times, right? So Bill's not very prepared for the day. It's already 8:30, and because he hasn't washed his clothes for a few weeks, he has nothing to wear for the interview. So he can't find anything in his wardrobe. He's flustered, nervous. And then Bill, since he didn't wash the dishes the previous night, or the week, in fact, there's a stack of dishes, right? Just classic dude. He has nothing to wear to the interview, and then he's now trying to figure out what to eat for breakfast. He's in such a hurry. He has no clean dishes to use for his breakfast this morning. And so he's dumping cereal straight into his mouth, you know, in a rush, trying to make sure that he's ready for this job interview. And then Bill has a hard time finding his keys and his wallet, because every time when he comes home, he doesn't have a place where he puts those things, and so he's, you know, looking under the bed and mattress and everywhere trying to find his keys and his wallet. Bill was not prepared for the day. He wastes more time searching for these things, and when Bill returns from his job interview, he's very frustrated that nothing ever goes his way. He didn't get the job, of course. The narrator of the video then jumps in and says, "Well, Bill, everything that went wrong this morning could have been prevented by one simple principle. Do it now. If you do it now instead of taking the path of least resistance, you'll be better prepared for what comes next, what's coming in your life." And the rest of the video has Bill learning this and practicing it, and he ends up getting the job at the end of the video, and he says to the narrator, "Gee, this do it now stuff really works. Thanks, Mr. Narrator Man." And he like smiles and, you know, his teeth shine and it's great. You know, his life's all together. But I bring up Bill because Proverbs sets before us the idol of procrastination and the results that follow if we make that our God. And how question I have for us is, how are we like Bill in putting things off for later? In what areas of our lives, when we examine ourselves, are we failing to do what we should have already done? And it's to this, the art of antliness, right, that we turn our attention this evening. Proverbs is calling us to no longer procrastinate, to not be procrastinators, but to work hard. And the challenge here in our passage is to work hard at two different things. The first of these things, and if you like taking notes, I encourage you to take notes if you want to. You don't have to, though. Just listen if you'd like. First one is work hard before God. The second thing we're going to look at this evening is we're to work hard to preserve unity. So two things to focus on. Preserving unity, the second one, working hard before God is our first thing. So to work hard before the face of God, again, I just want to reread verse 6. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer, gathers food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? And so here we have this procrastinator being taught an important life lesson, sort of like Bill. The one addressed as son in verse 1 is now addressed as a sluggard. O sluggard, he's become slothful. And so this father, as it were, instructs him to start following in the ways of the ant. Now, to put this into perspective, I was reading a sermon by John Chrysostom a while ago, and he was one of the most popular preachers of all time who lived in the 4th century. He was known as the Golden Tongue. I mean, that's pretty good street cred right there, right, to be called the Golden Tongue. And he said, commenting on this passage of Scripture in Proverbs 6, he says this, he says, look, we are more irrational than donkeys and cattle. Look, we are even more irrational than birds, the turtle dove and the swallow. Do you wish to learn another instance of our obtuseness? He makes us disciples of the ants. To such an extent have we lost our natural wits. For go, it says to the ant, O lazy bones. I love his translation better than our translation. O lazy bones, right? O sluggard. And emulate its ways. We who were made in the image of God have become disciples of ants. In other words, when God tells us to look to animals for how to obey him, like, that's a total diss from Scripture about us, right? We are made above the animals. We are image bearers, made in the very image of God. We should be able to use our reason, our common sense, and shouldn't need to kneel down to an anthill, right, to find out that procrastination's a bad thing. And yet we need to look to the ant. Procrastination says, I'll do it later, as verse 10 says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Not that rest is a bad thing. There's a time and place for it, right? Whereas my wife likes to remind me, if you fail to plan, then you plan to what? Fail. Man, you all know my wife? That's awesome. She's not a procrastinator. She's the opposite of a procrastinator. She gets things done. In fact, that's what her entire family, their ethos is just, I mean, you go to, during the holidays, it's Christmas or Easter or whatever, and they're just busy bees. They're doing everything, you know, getting it done quick. Nobody does it as well as they do, but she often challenges me to get things done on the honey-do list. Anybody have a honey-do list? You know, maybe it's kind of long. She challenges me to always, you know, get those things done. So I hung those pictures up today. You know, no worries. Got that done. But one of the areas that I have procrastinated in, and this is kind of ironic given the nature of, like, my past work, you know, being a pastor before and all that stuff, right? So it's like, but I procrastinated in reading for leisure, right? Reading for fun. That's something that I didn't do, right? I would read a lot for work, and so I didn't do a lot of like fun reading, and I had put off for a very long time rereading the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and I don't know why I did that, but I did, and I just put it off, and I finally did it, finally read it, reread it, and it's just beautiful. Man, Tolkien's boss. He's awesome. But I finally made it a priority after such a long time of not prioritizing that. What is something that you say is important to do, but you never seem to get around to doing it? I'll start eating healthier tomorrow. I'll go to the gym starting next month, right? I'll call that friend I've been meaning to call. I'll dial next week. Right? We always kind of push it off. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It's hard to admit the truth that maybe we don't really believe it's a priority because we do the things that are important to us, right? Those things always tend to get done, even if it's binge watching a TV show, you know, eating a bunch of red licorice, you know, on the couch. Like, that's something we can do pretty easily. And we won't put that one off, you know. We'll do that one now. This is why our passage, why this father instructs the son as to why we need to be disciples of the ants, why we need to study their ways, because we will binge watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette until all of our years are spent, right? So Solomon encourages us, go to the ant, O lazy bones. O sluggard, look at the ant. And what does the ant do that's so wise? Well, a few things. First, the ant doesn't need a boss. She works to gather food without being told that she needs to gather food. She knows what has to be done and gets it done without supervision. Man, that's an employee I think that any boss would be really happy to have, right? Someone who's driven, who doesn't need to be told twice, doesn't need to be reprimanded, who gets the job done. Second, the ant prepares. The ant is not like Bill in that Art of Manliness video that I mentioned, right, who didn't do his laundry, didn't wash his dishes, and didn't get the job. The ant plans and plans to succeed come winter, so there's plenty of food to survive it, to weather that storm. There's no putting things off, but there's diligence every single day and discipline to get the things done that need to be done. And then third, the ant works for the survival of the colony. Others depend on the ant, and the ant doesn't just live for herself. I mean, there's so many different ways we can examine this ant and see how that relates to our lives. And so how diligent, some questions, how diligent are you at your job or your everyday tasks? How disciplined are you in life? Do you need to be told what to do always, or do you get work done on your own? Do you have initiative? Do you have drive? Do you plan for the future? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? Can people count on you or not? Right, these are the kind of wisdom questions that Proverbs wants us to search ourselves with and answer ourselves.